love one another is not very easy. I remember some years ago, I was still a young priest. I was assistant in the parish. I don't want to mention the name, otherwise you will know who. That time, the parish priest was Italian. So for Italian, they're a little bit hot temper. One evening, while we were talking, somewhat crossed towards one another. I wasn't happy, and he wasn't happy. So the whole dinner, we didn't talk anymore. But during the night, I was really disturbed. Because how come we priests live together and we have to not fight, but cross words? But then, I say, this is his fault, because he put me on the hot table. But then, this is not the real spirit of Christian community. So the very next morning after Mass, I went to his office. I just took out my hand, a sign of friendship. That priest was so moved. He embraced me and said, "Oh, you are a good priest." I'm sharing this not because to tell you I'm good or not good, but you can imagine any time, any place, we can not live up all the time this new commandment: love one another. And Jesus asked, love one another as the way I love you. What does it mean? Jesus' love is unconditional. Jesus' love is always be the first one to love. And that experience with that priest, even though I thought it was his fault, not mine, but still, went to his office, gave my hand, a sign of friendship. And this is how we have to live on a daily basis. So many times, you know, that so many things we have to do, but we didn't do it. Exactly what Paul, he mentioned it in one of the letters, I don't know which letter, he said, many things I should do, then I didn't do it. The anything that I have to do, I did it everything. So many times we know so many things, but we don't really live up. In order that we can be the better place, you have to always put the Word of God first in our hearts. Just a little another experience. One day in another parish. Then I was the parish priest already in another parish. Come to my office as a person that day in the South China Morning Post, got this photo in the first page. He's an offender, somewhat something that kind. He does not look nice for me. So when he was sitting down in front of me, I already put a kind of distance, psychological distance. I see a distance. We lived, of course, the same distance, but I don't want to go inside to deal with him. But then, that's the moment the Word of God come to my mind. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So even this person, I don't like him, or I had a reason not to like him. But still, Jesus is inviting us. No matter who, whatever you do to the least, You're doing it to me. So I try to reconcile myself inside at a different look towards him. You know, after certain minutes, he told me, Father, I'm more scared than you. He was scary also of me. You can imagine. When you're scary, you create scary atmosphere. When you become friend, friendships come. This one norm is very interesting. Where there's no love, you put love, and you will find love. And that's the way Jesus come on earth, give us a new of his commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus is the first one who loved us, not because we are good. He still loves us. He loves unconditionally. Even though today we are not really close to him, he still loves us. And so we learn this kind of two little conditions. Being the first one to love, and love unconditionally.